need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Vice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Vice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to DiceWisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning. Here we are again. Fabulous Sunday. Y'all tuned in. Kind of cool. Actually, I like that. Y'all tuned in. Okay. So, little discovery that I have was able to be affirmed to me this week is the best way to get what you want is to hustle after what you want. Seriously. Now, it doesn't mean that you do it in any kind of frantic, weird way, but one of the cards that comes up in readings, and especially over the last few weeks with people, is a card that in traditional tarot is called the Hanged Man. In my deck, it's actually called New Vision. And I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. You guys all know that. You, my regulars, you know that. Anyway, what this card means is that when you look at if you go on Google and you put in the Hanged Man tarot card, you're going to see a guy that's hung up by one of his feet, and he has his legs crossed, and he is basically on a crucifix. So he's crucified upside down by his foot, and his legs make a number four. It's also the number of crossing. So when your legs are crossed like that, it's a sign, or if you cross anything, it's a sign of this moment being where spirit touches the mundane. Okay, so it's when two things intersect, and it's when spirit crosses the mundane. So it's when it's the moment of coincidence. It's the moment of enlightenment. But in the traditional card, it shows somebody upside down crucified by their one foot, and there's a halo of light around their head because they finally get it. They finally understand that this life is a gift. And it almost doesn't matter what you're going through, but this life's a gift. And so in my deck, the card is called New Vision. And it's a similar solution to it. But the very first thing is it shows a man crawling. It really shows the man crawling. It's the shadow of a man crawling. And then there is this, it looks as though almost angel wings are going through this person's body. And then you see the figure looking up with his arms outspread, and that the shape that's around his middle is a square, which resonates to the four that was in the original tarot deck. Four is always the number of foundation, right? Then it shows him looking up, and the next figure, the next shape that's behind the figure is a triangle, which is mind-body-spirit balance. And then the last shape that he's looking up to and around him is the shape of the circle. And the shape of the circle is always the shape of things happening for you, the universe working for you. The universe is always working for you, you guys. It is. Even if you are in the crappiest place you could possibly imagine right now, still working for you. And it's funny, I posted on Facebook recently that I go through the same crap you guys do, except I'm looking for the cow in the pile of crap. I'm always looking for the opportunity. I'm always looking for the lesson. And sometimes the lesson's really obvious, and sometimes the lesson's not obvious. But I'm always looking for the cow in the pile of crap. I'm just saying. So the big thing that I've learned over this last month is that you have to hustle for what you want. You have to connect with people. You have to remind people that you're there for them, which is, I did a lot of that this month. But most importantly, you have to keep in your solar plexus, in your heart, that everything is going exactly the way it's supposed to. You just got to keep it going. You just got to keep saying to yourself that this is what I want. And what's funny is I've had some things happen where as soon as I've set goals, I start thinking of the goal. And then out of the blue, or the universe, will provide me with an action item to do. So I have been so busy in this last couple of months, but hustling in a very smart, almost enlightened way, that it's, oh, I'm going to do this because this will work. And I have found that amazing people have crossed my path as a result of that. So I'm just letting you guys know that I actually follow my own advice. So here we are, Sunday again, and I'm going to look for a caller to get on the air. So I'm going to go with area code 623. Hello, 623. Who's this?
Hello, this
well,
is Maria.
Maria?
Yes.
What's your question for me today?
How do you see my love life in 2017?
All right, let's see. Well, one of the things I'd like you to do is try things you've never done before. In other words, get into things that are new to you learning-wise, but also involve a variety of people, both men and women, because I actually think that the way that you're going to meet the kind of love you deserve, and by the way, this is the year for it. It is supposed to be your big adventure of love in 2017. And so, Maria, what it's saying here is the more that, you know, I think it was Howard Stern that initially said it, but it could have been anybody. 90% of success is showing up. So 90% of you engaging with the possibilities that could help you is by showing up. So I would take classes. I would learn how to speak publicly. I would get involved in some sports activities that might be of interest to you. I would learn a new thing, because what it's saying here is that you don't have to do a lot for love to find you. You have a card. This is another one of my favorite cards. And by the way, you have three major cards in the five-card spread that I have for you here.
Mm-hmm.
One is my psychic gift card. That would be you, because intuitive cards come up for people that are naturally intuitive, so that would be you. Then you have a card of letting go of the old way of finding love. But then the other major card you have here is a card in traditional tarot called Strength. In my deck, it's called Courage. And what I love about this card is that you don't have to work hard to have what you want. then I'll go. I would go into the full explanation of it, but I don't really need to. I'm just telling you, just by you showing up, that's 90% of it for you. Because then the next card is the card of men view you as being all woman. So what I want you to do is instead of I guess celebrating or showing off or showcasing the fact that you are a incredibly attractive and sexual woman, I want you instead to downplay that because that's already obvious. So you are not the kind of woman that's going to dress like a librarian, but I also don't see you dressing like you're 20 years old either.
No.
What it's saying is that by you just quietly and very confidently living in the fact that you are all woman, and I mean that in every aspect, that you are all woman, that's how you meet him. And then you have the card of your companion of choice, partner for life, I might even actually say the word soulmate, right there. Mm. And it's talking about all you have to do is start showing up at places that you've never gone to before, networking things, trade shows, classes, anything that's new, wine tastings, anything that's new and different, and you can bring a girlfriend. Now, I prefer you bring a girlfriend that's married. I would prefer you bring a girlfriend that's married because the thing is that she is not going to be sending out the vibe that she's looking. She's going to be sending out the vibe because she's there to have a good time with you. And when you laugh, when you are engaged in having a good time, that's when you're your most attractive. And women don't understand this. I'm going to just remind y'all. Women don't understand this, that a guy does not want a laser beam focused toward them from a woman. They don't. It makes them uncomfortable, especially if it's a new connection, you see? So what a lot of women do, and I've seen them do it, which is why I've offered from time to time to go out with my single lady friends so that they can go out and look delightful and we can laugh and have a good time. And then the men notice that these two ladies are laughing and having a good time, and they might come over and buy you a drink. You see? So,
yeah.
So here's the thing. Less laser beam focus, more going for the experience and the benefit of possibly meeting somebody. But I tell people, no matter what line of work they're in from time to time, I tell them to sign up for OSHA classes in their city because everybody can learn more about safety. Doesn't matter what you do. But there's usually more men than women in these classes. I tell people that. Why not? Go find out about CPR and first aid care and about fire safety and asbestos and water stuff and electricity. Go. Why not? If you hate it, you don't have to go back. But if you go and it's interesting and there's a ratio of, say, 8 men to 2 women, suddenly it's a little bit more appealing. Because if you're there learning something and you're not focusing on trying to get a guy's attention, you just become even more attractive. All right, Maria, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, have a fabulous day. Bye. All right, so I've got somebody here. Oh, I almost hung up on somebody by the mistake. Oh, good thing I didn't. Oh, all right, so now I'm going to go to area code 916. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, Wendy, you know I know who you are. Just say, hi,
yes.
Mona, it's Wendy.
Okay,
okay girl, what's your question for me?
Well, I'm beginning to believe that I really am hired by Centene HealthNet. The intense background check is close to completion. They paid about $2,000 for it, and my fingerprinting was done last week. Going out there, though, was a good thing because it showed me the atmosphere. It's very military.
Oh, you're going to be fabulous. Oh, my God, you're going to be fabulous. Here's the thing. Just, Wendy girl, big, big hug when I say this. Just stay relaxed. Just, you know, you've done everything you need to do. Watch some comedy movies. Just relax here because this is saying you have the job.
Okay.
This is saying that they have chosen a marvelous new employee. Marvelous. Marvelous.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, they,
cause here,
it's,
go ahead.
It's their staffing agency. Will I become permanent?
Here's the thing. They would not have done this extensive of a check with you if it wasn't
uh-huh.
going to be a temp to hire position. So I think that you're probably going to be temp for maybe 3 months, and then it's
okay.
going to go permanent. And then you get to keep this job till you retire.
Praise God.
I'm telling you, girl, it's a marvelous job. And I've got a bonus here for you, which you're not going to expect. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. There's a man here at this job that you guys end up getting kind of close.
Really?
I know. It's a bonus. Because there's something about you getting this job, and then after you're hired permanently, which this is saying you will, you end up getting, you get chummy with somebody, you get friendly with a guy there. And the two of you just, I can just see you, it's almost like you're giggling together. It's the weirdest thing that I'm picking up with you, but it's kind of cool. It's just, it's two people that just get along, and that you guys come from a professional background. You have part of the reason why it's been such a struggle for you up until now is because you have a very particular and disciplined way of doing your work. And it's been baffling you why you haven't been hired when you really are someone that is responsible and shows up on time and does the job well and does a great customer service experience with customers and clients. And you're like, why in the heck have I not been hired sooner? But I'm looking at your cards right now, and you're about to get a very, very strong affirmation from the universe that all of this was divine timing.
Okay. And will the transportation work out? Because I have to take special transportation out there, and it requires me leaving a couple of hours early. That's going to exhaust me. And I hope that they give me a starting time of at least 8 o'clock or later after the training. Otherwise, I won't be able to do it.
Okay, so why is this place so – I'm just – okay, so if you drove your own car, how long would it take you to get there?
Well, I won't drive. And I don't own a car. It's about 12 miles away.
Okay, so I would see if there is, there might be a service out there that can help you get to and from work, but I'm not sure how to go about that. And it's funny because it may be that this person that you meet at work lives near you and you end up driving to and from work with him.
Okay.
I actually think what's probably going to happen is that you will meet somebody at work that lives near you, that you end up going to and from work with them, and you pay them something like $20 a week or $40 a week for gas.
That would be fabulous.
Well, because here's the thing, is that I know that when they were there to pick you up, and you know, an hour before your job started, you would be ready. And you would give them $40 a week for gas, because if it's only, you know, that's like a tank of gas. You're buying their gas for them for work. So
right.
I'm just saying, you just say, look, I'd be delighted. If you wouldn't mind, I'm not comfortable driving, and I really need to have constant. But you wait till you've been there for a little while. This is all going to work out. I'd rather you look at the idea that everything has this way of working out for you. Just keep saying that to yourself.
Okay.
Because I have to tell you, the biggest thing that's happened for me that I've really, really acknowledged, and if it works for me, I know it works for anybody else, is that things have a way of working out.
Okay.
And you say to yourself, I will work it out. I will make it happen. You just keep saying that to yourself, girl.
There's a gorgeous apartment building right across the street.
Yes.
Very expensive, though, very pricey. And I wonder if my sister, the lease is up July 1st. I wonder if my sister might consider moving there with me, split expenses.
Well, here's a thought. is what if you, since it's right across the street and you get a lunch break, what if about 2 weeks after you're working at your new job, you go over and you talk to the apartment manager and you say, you know, I really love this apartment complex. It's right across the street from where I work, and I'm wondering if I can help you as an assistant property manager on the property for a reduced rent.
That would be great.
What? Just ask. Worst they could do is tell you no. See, that's my philosophy, is the worst someone can do is tell me no. And usually no,
mm-hmm.
for me, means not right now. That's what no means, not right now. All right, gal pal. Big hugs to you.
Well, thank you.
I
really appreciate you speaking with me. I hope PG&E still interviews me, though.
All right, sweetheart, just be. It's all going to come to you. You just got to be,
okay.
All right? All right, girl.
Okay.
Do you want us to listen, or do you want me to hang up on you?
I love your show. I would love to listen. You have words
okay,
of
you're
wisdom
back on...
to offer everybody.
You're so sweet. Big hugs to you, Wendy. You're back on hold. Hold on. All right.
Big hugs to you, too.
All right, sweetheart. All right. You guys, I will be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Great thinkers have initiated inspiration. This guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 424. Hello, 424. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Mona. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Lynn. Hi, my first time.
Thank you for calling in. How did you find my program?
I just went on. I was searching for today, and because I had seen like your advertisement before, but I missed the date and the time and all of that. So luckily, I got it today.
Oh, well, yay me. Okay, so what's your question?
Well, I have a love romance question, like the first caller. Can you tell me anything about the person that I am, this person that I will be with, have a great relationship for something, you know?
Okay, so here's the thing, So I saw this movie the other day that I had never seen before, and I'm just going to share it with you because I was expecting it to be a comedy, and it really wasn't a comedy, but it is. It's called My One and Only, and it has Renee Zellweger in it. Okay? Did you ever see it?
It sounds familiar. I love her.
Okay. Okay, so I have to tell you, it was sort of a Renee Zellweger week because I watched there was another movie I watched. It wasn't Chicago. What's the other movie I watched that I like? Oh, Down with Love. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I don't think it is
delightful. It is it's set in 1960 something, and it's done in sort of that Rock Hudson, Doris Day kind of vibe.
And
it's just delightful.
Okay.
So that if you're going to do a double feature, I would watch my one and only first, because more of a drama than a comedy. And then I would watch my Down with Love, because it's just the colors that they use in the just the colors alone is just really cool. But anyway, so back to you. The reason I'm bringing up my one and only is that is that instead of being the person that is looking for the one person, I want you to be the lady that's dating many persons. For a variety of reasons.
Are you actually saying that I should date like several people? Is that what you're saying? Or
because
that doesn't work for me.
Okay, well, because what I'm getting, sweetheart, wait.
Okay.
I'm getting is as long as there's no poking going on, as long as there's no sex going on, then you can date as many people as you want because they're just friends. All right.
Okay.
Most powerful thing you can say to a man that and you know what's so cool is I have a huge gentleman listening audience. It's like I wonder if they call in just to hear the questions from the ladies or if they're just calling in to kind of hear a different perspective, whatever it is. I wonder, but one of the things that I know for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you cannot put this laser beam focus on one guy until the one guy wants the laser beam focus.
You know, that's the type of personality that I was listening to what you said because when I go out, I'm not looking. I'm just so past looking. I just, I'm minding my own business, having a good time. And then, you're right. That attracts. It draws. Because I'm really not. And
can I finish answering your question?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
So that's okay. I mean, you're just a delight to talk to, and it's all fabulous. But the reason I want you to watch my one and only is that's a whole example of her laser beam focus to find a husband.
Okay.
And and it doesn't work for her. And I just want you to recognize that. Instead, I want you to find something that you do that involves the opposite sex for any reason at all. It could be a cooking class. It could be, anything. It could be learning to play golf. Whatever it is, you learn to do something that involves the opposite sex so that when you are talking to the opposite sex, you've got something to talk about from the thing you just learned how to do.
Okay.
And the reason I say this is because I want you dating lots of men. Now, one of the ways that you get to meet men is by volunteering at some of those sort of hoity-toity charity events, like they do the mixers,
right.
The silent auctions, the dinners,
yeah.
And you volunteer. And the nice thing about volunteering is you get the dinner free, and you get to meet a lot of nice professional people. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what happens is that of course you look lovely, and it could be somebody's daughter that ends up meeting you and goes, "Oh my God, I think my dad would love you."
That's great.
So the more you volunteer, and I don't care what it is. It could be volunteering at a cat or a dog shelter.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
here's the thing: if you're a cat or a dog person and you're meeting another man that happens to also be a cat or a dog person. Well, you already have that in common, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what it's saying is a whole different way of attracting gentlemen to you.
You know, Mona, I have this thing about like dating more than one because I don't know, maybe it's my personality or something, but men don't usually want to be friends with me. I mean, and that's one reason why, because, I mean, they just never, ever do. I love to be friends,
sweetheart,
but it just doesn't
sweetheart.
Work that way. Yeah.
Honey, what's your, and you're, you know, you and I are, I may be a few years older than you, or you might be a couple years older
than me.
I'm calling you, honey, just because I'm looking at you like a sister here, okay?
Okay, yes.
The best thing that you can say to a guy that you're interested in is you touch his arm, you look him in his eye, you smile real big, and you say, "I think we're going to be great friends."
Okay.
Now, the reason I say that is it doesn't – I want him to think you have lots of gentlemen friends.
Okay.
And I want him to think that there may be lots of gentlemen around you that are interested.
I love that.
Okay. So the thing is, but then you are his friend. And, you know, one of the best ways that I've noticed that women meet nice men is by learning to play either some sort of a card game like Texas Hold'em. That you actually learn to play Texas Hold'em, and you go and you do that as a social thing. It costs you maybe $40. You play at the 1-2 table, and it's about the social side of it, because a lot of men. I live in Vegas, so there's lots of poker rooms here. When you walk in a poker room, it's more men than women. Although there's some pretty sharp, amazing, savvy women as well.
Oh yeah.
But the neat thing about it is that it becomes a bit of a social thing, as well as,
like,
you know, okay. But what I'm telling you is the more you participate, the better, because your cards are saying you got to do this a new way, not the old way.
Okay. Oh, I love
that. All right,
girl. Yes.
I'll let you go.
Yes.
Big hugs to you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank
you.
You.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Lolita. How are you?
Hi, Lolita. I'm good. So what's going on?
Well, everything is quiet. I don't know. That's
really?
In the universe, angels. Everything in my legal aspect has gone quiet. And
okay,
everything
that,
is
I actually,
I've confronted.
I actually think that's a benefit to you. Because
I think
here's
so
the
too.
Cool thing. Here's the cool thing. You have been responsive in a almost frustrating to them creative way. In other words, they can't rattle you because you are presenting the right attitude. So, hold on. For people that are listening here, Lolita ended up renting a big piece of equipment. She found she couldn't pay for it anymore, so she returned the equipment in pristine, absolutely beautiful order, actually got an estimate of what it was valued at, but she returned it and said, you know, I can't afford to pay this anymore, so I returned it. Well, then the company released that piece of equipment. And now the bank who had the original financing is trying to get like a big chunk of money out of Lolita, and we talk every couple, maybe every 3 weeks, and we're talking about her case, and so we keep talking about creative ways of her not having to pay any more money because she's done what she thought was the right thing to do, and so so ever since the last chat we had where they actually did come down on the settlement, but you're like, no, I can't do that. Did you actually tell them that you'd be willing to work off what you owed by working for the bank? Lolita? Oh, girl, I think you went mute on me. All right, I'll put you back on hold, see if you come back up. But Lolita, are you
Hello?
There?
Hello?
Oh, what happened? Are you there?
Oh, no, that was really weird. Hello?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you too. So here's the thing. So I just summed up everything that happened while you were checked out there
second. I heard you.
Okay. So what was the latest amount that they wanted you to pay?
The last email to them was $19,000. After we talked, I told them that I would settle for $1,000 or I can come work for you guys to pay it off.
I'm sorry. I just think that is so funny. It tickles me all the way down to my gut, the fact that you actually stepped up. I know we talked about that, but the fact that you had the balls to actually go back and say, well, I can give you $1,000, we'll call it square, I'll come work to you, work for you and work it off.
And these are in both aspects of my legal situations that I confronted, went to the lawyer's office and said, let's settle. And all of a sudden, we're at a point where everything is crickets, which I'm embracing. I truly believe that the angels are looking out for me. But I have a funny feeling that they're just going to walk away from me. I don't know why.
Okay, and you know what? That's fine, because you have a record of all the emails that you've done because you've responded to every one of them. You have not been, you know, the B word here. You've responded to every one of them. You're helping come up with other solutions. It's not like that equipment sitting there collecting, you know, spiders and stuff. It's literally, it's being used
it's
by somebody else.
Yeah,
so,
they bought
so
it for $4,500.
They are not out of any money, really. They're just trying to get blood out of a turnip here. And I love that this turnip goes, well, I'll come work for you to work it off. Here's the thing. If they were smart, they'd take you up on that. And then you might end up with a kick-ass job as a result. Because if you're this creative trying to solve your own issue here, imagine if you were working for them.
I know, right?
Okay, do you have a question for me today?
Well, I guess I'm... Are we, like, quiet in this, or she just don't worry about it?
Well, I'm getting the don't worry about it because,
okay,
as a matter of fact, I'm just giggling because I'm looking at your cards, and it's like they know that you're not going to change your tune. And the funny thing is it's like they're almost like saying, I can hear this conversation going on that they almost want to send a woman to you to see if she can talk you into it. And
it is a woman talking to me.
Okay. Well, because she's not a bad woman either, by the way. I actually like her. So the next time you talk to her, I would love you to say, well, you know, I actually might be a great employee for you guys because look at the creativity that I have to try and solve this with you. And then you say, boy, you must have a really hard job because you know I don't have the money to do this. Now, then you go to sympathy with her. You go, you know what? You must have a really hard job. I would hate to have to do what you do where you're trying to collect money from people that you know don't have it. That's what I would – that would be the next way I would approach her. Go on her side. Go, God, I'd hate to be you right now because you know I don't have the money.
Right, yeah, and they know that I have a lot of stuff going on with my family. My dad's diagnosed with bone cancer, so they know I'm not working. They know I'm taking care of the father, and this is truly genuine.
Okay, but that's here nor there. Well, all I'm telling you is that now you go on team her, and you say, wow, you must, you know, just say it this way. I was, you know, I'm so happy you called because I was thinking about you. You could say, you know, my psychic on my radio program said. on my radio program said that she really likes you. She says that you're excellent at what you do. You're really smart. You could have, oh man, this would be a fun conversation for you. My psychic on the radio, by the way, and then you tell her who it is. My psychic on the radio says that you're really awesome at what you do and that you are just as confronted or confounded by the idea that, you know, I don't have the money to pay you, but that my psychic says you're in the wrong job.
It's crazy because they actually do have it's funny because they came back on the last email with a lot of empathy. They're like, I truly understand what you're going through. And then they knocked it down. So I'm just going to go with the quiet and,
So Lolita, what was the original amount they wanted you to pay?
$60,000.
So now they've actually cut that down by 2/3. So they're down to $19,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you said, I'll pay you $1,000. We'll call it square. Or I'll come work for you to pay it off. Oh my God. See, I'm so happy you found me so we could talk about this because this has been just fun.
Fun, right? Well, this has been also a spiritual karmic journey for me of doing this. And, you know, this is something that I had to go through in my own spiritual journey of confronting government or just on that aspect of my life. And I'm glad because where I was in January was constricted, where now I'm just like, well, shit, I'm trying to take care of everything and everybody because it's my karmic duty to do that. Nobody wants to come back to me now. So I'm just like,
okay.
I got to go.
Well, I like the whole idea of just chilling. I like it.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
I appreciate it. May I continue to listen?
Oh, sure. I'll put you back on hold. There you go.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Sometimes my computer is a little slow. All right. I will be right back. Give me just a couple minutes. I'm going to have some water, and then I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment. and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 941. Hello, 941. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. What's your question for me? By the way, I'm kind of on a roll today, so just kind of forewarned here.
Okay, that's okay. I've been listening. God bless you. I work for myself, but because I was getting a little slow, I took and to build my clientele back up, I took on a part-time job, and they're really nice people to work for, but
yes,
they have no hours for me. And, you know, I'm giving them 3 whole days a week, but I only get paid when I work because I'm a massage therapist. And I'm getting like a half an hour a day, but I have to give them the full time. And I gave them some options, some, you know, marketing tools and all kinds of, you know,
okay,
stuff of
sweetie,
promoting.
I love the,
I
here's the thing. Wait. I love the idea of you working 3 days a week. I love that idea. But here's what I want you to do, is I want you to tell them when you're available, as opposed to sort of not being able to plan your day at their beck and call. Okay.
Yeah, but see, that's the only way to keep that job is if I hold out those days, and they're trying, they keep on saying, oh, we'll try to promote you and all this other stuff.
No, sweetheart, here's the thing. You're on the right track. Because here's the thing, is you know as well as I do, when you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off, all right? So you're on the right track. But there's a couple of things that came to mind immediately with me for you, okay? The first is, if you can start, and this is going to sound like kind of ooga booga stuff, but I'm going to tell you, if you started advertising that your massages help people lose weight...
See, I can't legally in the state. I would lose my license immediately. Yeah,
really?
You can't talk about losing weight. It's against our scope of practice. And anything about even telling a person to exercise or even drinking water in this state, it is against the law. I would lose my health care license immediately.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah,
well,
that's
here's the thing.
Florida health
care
license.
Is that, okay, there's a couple of things that I want you to think about. The first... is I want you to think of a product that that you may want to sort of sell without necessarily, you know, shoving it down someone's throat when they're in your room, all right? But you might want to think of a product to sell that you get a commission on. It could be a vitamin supplement. You just have a little thing set up in the corner about ask me about these vitamins kind of thing. You might do that. I also want you to start networking more. Go to networking breakfasts as much as you can. The thing is that the other idea I got for you is to go to a bigger chiropractic group and see if you can actually get 2 or 3 days a week, you know, officially, that they're paying you, whether you're massaging people or not, for 2 to 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing, is you could also fill in the admin side, because if I were you, I'd rather be busy and making money than not busy. So the thing is that you already have this wonderful way of when you talk to people, they like you and they respond to you. So it may be what you do is you go to a larger chiropractic office and you say, I'd like to do business development for you and also be one of your massage therapists in your facility.
Well, see, that's what this place is saying, but they have someone in their office. It's only 3 people. It's me, the owner's wife, and this other lady, and she's the office lady. But I don't know why they're keeping her. I think she was a friend, a daughter of a friend or something, and she has a lot of problems. And they keep on saying that they're going to do different things, and she's the one that's sabotaging the business and not promoting massage and will sabotage me because she did that to the other girls.
Right.
And
so,
I'm just...
So here's the thing.
They're promising me all this stuff. I don't know if they're going to even fulfill it.
Okay. Here's the thing. You have two cards here that say to me that you're in the wrong place. Okay? You have a card that talks about they're not paying you enough money. You know that you're absolutely awesome at what you do, and you want to build your business. Okay? Now, I have to tell you, I have been busier in these last 2 months because I've been hustling. And one of the ways that I want you to start working smart is by you making sure your LinkedIn page is absolutely totally up to date and accurate. LinkedIn has changed everything now. Do you have a LinkedIn page?
I think I might have. I might start one.
Okay, so it's a great Sunday afternoon activity to update your page. So if you go on LinkedIn and you look up Mystic Mona, that's me, psychic entertainer. I actually have two pages. I have Mystic Mona, Las Vegas psychic entertainer, and then I have Mona Van Joseph, Las Vegas psychic, okay? Because the psychic entertainer is when I'm booked for trade shows and special events. Mona Van Joseph is when people come to me for private sessions. But I want you to look at how I have those pages set up. Because the way LinkedIn has redone what they do is that you're only going to see the first two lines of someone's summary. So the first two lines of your summary have to be sort of grabbing, all right? But but what it's saying here is this is not the right place for you, but you're on the right track. And then the first two cards in your reading talk about how exhausting your career can be to you. So the other thing I want you to bring up is that I want you to offer a massage that spas usually charge more for that are actually easier for you to do, which would be the warm stone massages. And
yeah,
what you do is
actually pumping that more.
Okay, because here's the thing. It's easier on your hands, and it's actually more beneficial. If you also take it a step further and get yourself some natural quartz stones, like rose quartz shaped in the shape of an egg that is perfect for your hands, then what you're doing, you're saying, I'm using rose quartz on you because it's the natural quartz of love. And then, I'm serious, is that you get to work a little smarter, bigger benefit for your clients, right? But I think that you need to find a different location than the one you're in right now, because you're right, this young chick is undermining you. She doesn't she doesn't want you there. She loses power when you're there because she knows that you're better at what she does than she is. So I'm gonna say it this way. It's a lot of hard work that you don't need to do, and they're not paying you enough money. So perfect thing for you to do. I just want you to do it somewhere else. And you go to the owners and you say, you know what, I really thought that Sally Sue, that chick that's working there, I really thought Sally Sue would be giving me more massage business, but I've been giving you guys a shot for a while now, and I really can't devote all this time to you without actually having an income. So if you want to pay me, you know, for 3 days a week, whether I'm working or not, then I'm totally on board with that. But I just want to let you know that you're going to have to call and see if I'm available on these days, because I am looking for another situation where I could actually make better money. And the other thing I would suggest is that you find a couple of decent, nice hotels or inns or bed and breakfasts where you actually go and talk to the owner about being on call for there, where you actually do, but only do the really nice places, none of the crappy places, the really nice places where if you're on call, then you charge an extra, you know, $20 or $40 to come to them. And suddenly your time is more valuable. But I'm telling you, you got this. You just need to cut your losses here with this place if they're not going to step up and pay you for the days that you're reserving for them, because that's not fair to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you being straight commissioned, basically.
Yeah.
With nobody really referring you, because Sally Sue is just a piece of work.
Yeah, and the owner's wife is the only one that's promoting me.
Well,
you know,
it's not her
place, you know,
to do that, but you
know what I mean?
Then because it sounds like she's the one with the power, is you go to the owner's wife and say, you know, I can't keep doing this, because I really thought by now I'd have some regular business where I could actually meet my expenses. I'm letting you know I'm looking for another thing. So that's what I would do.
They've given me so many excuses. Oh, they're trying to transition her out, but they got to do it slowly.
I understand.
I don't have that much time. And he's going for heart surgery in 3 weeks. So it's just what am I to
Cut your losses here, girl. Cut your losses.
Okay, thank you.
All right, gal pal. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay,
all right, I've got somebody here from the 760 area code. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Lynette.
Hi, Lynette. What's your question?
My question is about moving, and I'd like to know the guidance around attracting the right place for me this month.
I would rather you wait until May to move, instead of trying to force it now, because it's saying that the perfect everything seems to line up for you if you wait till if you target May 1st as your moving date.
I didn't tell you that I have a deadline. I've already extended it from February 22nd for another month.
Okay. Okay. So when do you actually have to move?
By March 22nd.
By March 22nd. Okay, then what I would do is I would find some sort of temporary place to stay, like one of those week-to-week things, or see if they have a monthly rate at one of the more modest inns. Because what I'm getting here is that if you wait until May 1st, there's a more ideal situation that presents itself. As a matter of fact, one of the things I would do if I were you is I would ask around to your friends and see if they have like a mother-in-law house or a guest house that you could stay in for about 5 weeks.
Yeah, I have been doing that. So hopefully that is coming up for me where someone comes through for me.
Okay, there's a man here that I really like, which is just he's just showing up in your cards here. This is a guy that's probably in his late 30s. He travels a lot, so it may be that you, and I know this is going to sound totally out of the blue for me to suggest this, but this man might be a pilot, or he might be somebody that travels on business a lot, and his place is empty a lot, and you might even see if there's somebody like that around you, or someone you know that knows someone like that, that you could basically do light housekeeping and stay there for a modest amount of money. And for him, it would be a benefit because somebody would be at his house. So it's almost like you're offering house sitting for, you know, house sitting available for whatever. But I'm getting that you get a very creative solution to this, and that the best time to target your move-in date for where you're going to live is May 1st.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. You're welcome. Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.